So, okay, we're heading the Holy Week, which is the week of Pascha Week. We call it Pascha Week or the Holy Week. So we are going to discuss today how to prepare ourselves to get the most benefit of all the like the readings and all the prayers the church give us. How can we get into the Holy Week? It's too loud, right? I can hear stuff. Okay. We'll try to get that kind of a sense of the Holy Week. Thank you. Yeah, you know how much I'm expert in that stuff. Anyway, so just let us give like let's discuss first the name of the Pascha Week, because sometimes we, as we see, like we all, when it comes to the Holy Week, it comes to the, like, we remember the Passion of Christ, and sometimes that it's not a problem, it's something good, right? To remember what God did to us and whatever, and how painful was the cross. But the problem in this, sometimes we separate ourselves from the weak. So we are coming here to feel sorry for Jesus Christ, to feel how painful was, and we feel like, you know what, it was really painful, so I'm here to, you know, I'm saying, God, you know, I know how much was difficult, so we kind of, you know, feel sorry for him. But actually, it's not. This is not the point of the Pascha week. Let's first start from the name Pascha. Do you know from where we get the Pascha? The name Pascha or Pascha. What the name, like from where did it come from? Anyone? What's Pascha mean?
Passover.
Yes, it's Passover. So again, from where we get this name?
With the blood on the posts.
Yes.
And just pass it.
The story of the blood in the door, and the angel passed over, and whoever had the blood,
the angel would escape.
Okay. So where is the story in Exodus 12? Exodus 12. So what happened after like long time of like suffering in Egypt? God told them, okay, now to Jews, now it's a time to go out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery, out of the land of suffering. So it's a time now. So he asked, before we go, there is some stuff we need to do. To like, it's, we'll not just go past the Red Sea and go. No, there is some stuff to do before we do that. So he asked them, God asked them to get a lamb. In the which day? You remember which day of the month? That's important. It's not just a story, like it's a history. It's important, and that would explain a lot of stuff we do, and we don't understand what the reason behind it. So, in the 10th day of the month, Nisan, the 10th day, and remember this day because this is the day. It's just coming soon. Coming. Do you know what the 10th day? It's coming after. Like, it's coming this Sunday. So Sunday, this is the 10th day. So what happened is, like in the history, God asked Moses, like, the 10th day of the month, you will get a lamb, and do not kill it right away. Keep it for till 14th of this month. Remember these days, because these days are important. So we'll get the lamb, keep it in the house, till the day number 14, and then in the day number 14, you will, every single house, he has to have his own lamb. If it's like, it's not enough, you can join. Like you can join, but like it should be inside the house, a lamb, and it will be killed. So from day number 10 till day number 14, the lamb inside the house. This is exactly what happened when God, Jesus Christ, came to Jerusalem. This was the day number 10. And he stayed in Jerusalem till Friday. That's the reason why we don't have any liturgy in Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Why? Why we don't have any liturgy at these days? Okay. Any questions? So, did you ever ask this question? Why we don't have liturgy in these days? Okay, can you think about any reason? I know it's a long day and exams.
Jesus is already with us? Like,
is
he in Jerusalem?
He's in Jerusalem. So they kept the lamb for these 4 days. That's why. And Jesus, they kept Jesus in Jerusalem for 4 days, and that's why we don't celebrate any kind of liturgy, because this is like under, you know, kind of an inspection, you know, when they get the lamb in the history, like during the Moses time, it was like, you know, we check the lamb. It has to be with nothing wrong with the lamb. Like, has to be like perfect now, right? His legs are good, his eyes, like nothing wrong with him. Okay, do you remember Abuna when he select the Urbana for to be the body of Jesus Christ? It has to be perfect, circle, the same for the lamb. So it was under, like, kind of, you know, everybody was like, you know, check, maybe something here wrong or something there. Right? So, and Jesus was same in Jerusalem, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And then we celebrate the liturgy in Thursday because this is the birthday of the liturgy, right? This is the first liturgy ever. Are you following me or Hasna? You're okay. So the Pascha day, it's a Passover. And at this day, when they kill the lamb, God told them, okay, first of all, after you kill them, don't just eat it. You have to do it like kind of a barbecue stuff. So why, God, why do you care about how we eat it? Why couldn't you just eat it like the way we like? No. Because I'm not talking about this lamb. I'm talking about Jesus Christ on the cross. He suffered a lot. He just didn't die that way. No, he suffered. So there was a pain, kind of. So it had to be like, you know, barbecue. Because, you know, that represents the pain. Barbecue. You were asking a
question? Like, was it like burnt?
Burnt, yes.
Like,
but they will eat it. Sorry?
Was it?
Why don't we open Exodus 12?
Exodus 12.
So in Exodus. Yeah, but. Okay, that's a good question. So let's start one step like earlier than that. Before they were in Egypt, they have their own time, right? And then God told them, okay, this month we will cross the Red Sea to the promised land. So this month will be the first month of the year, regardless. Look, whatever happened in the year, this month we will start our year. It was like, I think, in like April, kind of, Nisan. And that's why our church had the same. So we came at the most month has like the blood of martyrs, and we said this is the first month of the Coptic year. Same happened. So in the tenth day of the month, God told them, okay, you will get the land. Same. What this is exactly like, and like every year when Jews celebrate this feast, 10th day of the month they get a lamb. And they kept it, and they killed it the same way, and do it. So when Jesus came to Jerusalem, that was the 10th day of the month. That's why when he died on the cross, they just get him down before the feast coming. Yeah? So somebody did the Exodus 12?
Yeah.
Okay. So in Exodus 12, it will, okay, here. So you can start from verse 2.
This month shall be your beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you.
Okay, so regardless of what happened this year, this month will start our year. It will be the year from now on.
Speak to all the congregation of Israel, saying, on the 10th of this month, every man shall take for himself a lamb, according to the house of his father, a lamb for his house, for a household.
Okay, so number 5.
Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. You may take it from the sheep or from the goats. Now you shall keep it until the 14th day of the same month. Then the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it at twilight. And they shall take some of the blood and put it on the two doorposts and on the lintel of the houses where they eat it. Then they shall eat the flesh on that night, roasted in fire with unleavened bread and with bitter herbs, they shall eat it.
So two things, two conditions.
Roasted in fire and in what? They eat it in? Bitter herbs. Why? So why God care about how I eat? Okay, so roasted in fire, I know, okay, now that the pain of Jesus Christ on the cross, how painful it is. So the same in fire, the lamb in fire. But why I should, like, you know, these guys would be maybe the first time ever to eat lamb, to eat meat. They were like kind of slaves. They didn't eat meat before, you know, in Egypt. So God, when you ask us to eat meat, you want us to eat in a bitter lamb, a bitter herbs? Why? So because Jesus had, they will have a pain on the cross, also the Christian should have like kind of pain again. We should share the pain. We should have kind of, it will not be the same though. I cannot compare the pain of fire with the pain of like, have like bitter herbs, right? So it's not comparable. I mean, I'm sharing it. I can struggle a little bit in my life as a Christian, right? So there is pain for Christ and there is small pain for the Christian. Okay, so from there, and then after that, they will put the blood. Do you remember where they put the blood of the lamb? In the door. Where in the door? Like, where? I can, yeah, okay. The top and the two? Two sides. Why not at the bottom? Because they cannot step on it. Like, they cannot touch it with their feet. So it's only in the top and the sides. So what happened? Like the angel will come. Okay, and you know what? Everybody should, like, there is the firstborn, he will die this night. All of it. All of them. There is kind of death. Kind of, you know, they will die. Except the houses who have blood. So there is lamb killed instead of this guy. There is the notion of innocent lamb. He didn't do anything. He will be killed. And by his blood, we will be saved. Okay. So 1,500 years after this incident. And by the way, God told them every single year, do the same. Do this the same as remembrance. But remembrance doesn't mean like remembrance, you will remember, okay, there was a lamb and we killed it and we eat it, but you know, we eat in a bitter herb. No, you get a lamb at the 10th day of the month, you keep it till 14th, and you kill it and you eat it and you tell the story of it. So, and this is, he will tell them after that. You have to tell your son. And your son, he has to ask certain questions. So the first one, like the firstborn, whatever, the older son, he will ask, Dad, what happened? Like, okay, we were in Egypt, and we should die. But God told us, okay, to get a lamb, and he will die like for you. And it has to be that way. And that's why in the liturgy, we do the same. We come here in the liturgy, there is two parts in the liturgy. The word, which we tell the story of our salvation. I don't know, we went out of the Pascha, but I mean, this is the origin of it. But in the liturgy, we do that. We come in the morning, and we say, okay, you know what? There is kind of 3 days, right? Which sometimes we skip it. But this is important because they will say this. Okay, can't we do anything else? Like, can't we change the liturgy? No. We don't say this is our salvation story, and we'll say it, and after that we'll go and eat. Okay? And we'll do the same prayers. Can't we change it? Like, can't we change the prayers? No. Because this is the main story of our life. This is the story of our salvation. We do it more and more and more. So the Pascha, it's a Passover. The Passover, there is a lamb, innocent lamb, being killed, so I will stay alive. So it's the P is not the passion of Christ. It's not we come and feel sorry for God. It's a Passover, Pascha, or Pascha. And If we say like the fasting days are the holiest days in the year, so the Pascha week will be the holiest of the holiest. Like, it's a kind of, you know, and before we say that, I know a lot of people, like, we feel like, you know, it's kind of why we're getting all these hymns and very long prayers. And, you know, it's a week, like, we come, you know, I can, you know, get one or two times in Pascha and then leave. I don't feel the importance of it. I don't feel it. Actually, today we want to discuss that, to change our attitude. Our attitude when we come for the Pascha. So when we come to the Pascha, like, we focus on the last week of Jesus Christ on earth, before the cross. But when we come, again, don't come with the mentality of, you know, I'll come with this sad kind of hymns because Jesus has, like, his painful week and it ended like a dramatic way on the cross. So I am here, I will be like sad, you know, and then Wednesday I will not kiss anyone. You know, I have to follow this, you know, I have to share Jesus his pain. No, that's not the point. The point is, we come here to follow the steps of Jesus Christ, our Lord, to the cross. He deserved a week of, like, our focus only on him. And we will say, like, how can we do that, like, later on in the presentation. So hymns in a kind of sad or mourning or sad tune, and no funerals, no sacraments. Oh, by the way, it was in the history, it was being celebrated every 33 years, the Easter and the Pascha, but until, like, one of the Archbishop, he said, like, you know what, let's do it every year, because some people will, like, they will die before we do it, so it's not fair. Okay. Let's start to, like, talk about some action for Jesus Christ, like crucifixion, like baptism, all of this. It happened like 2,000 years ago, but it's still like we can live it every single day. It's above time. Okay, something like the what happened in the cross, it's above time. We live it every single time when we come to the communion, right? We have it in the baptism. We die with Christ and we resurrect with Christ. So resurrection and crucifixion, let's have this mentality. It happened in the history, but this is above time. We can live it every day. So how can I change our mentality, how it can change our attitude? First of all, we have to put myself in the story of this week. If I separate myself from the story, like if I come, it's like, okay, today Jesus came to the temple and he get angry and, you know, he kicked everything outside and okay, cool. And he saw the fig tree and he's like, he didn't like the fig tree. Sure. Okay, where am I? Like, what the benefit? What you're coming? You're not coming to hear a story of, you know, before night, before sleep. Or, no, it's I am in the story. I am in this event. If you don't get yourself in the event, I don't think you'll benefit anything. So, like, when Jesus came to Jerusalem, do you feel like Jesus coming, whatever happened when he comes, he coming to your heart? He coming to you? Okay, who are you in the story? Are you in the disciple? Are you the people like Hosanna, Hosanna, and then crucify him? I'll talk about myself now. Are you the donkey, maybe? the lucky donkey? Not you, I'm talking to myself. I mean, put yourself in the story. By the way, this donkey was so good, like he obeyed God at least, like, you know. At the Last Supper, do you feel like you are sitting with a disciple, like, and God he's giving you his body and blood by like himself with his own hand when you come to take communion? Or do you feel like, you know, this is what happened in the past and now it's kind of remembrance? It's very important. So let's start with, like, we'll take some kind of overview about the week. So we'll have like the, you know, the feeling of the week. And we can understand, if we understand the events and how we can benefit spiritually, it might change our attitude to the Holy Week. So today is the last Friday of the fast, right? And we have very important event in the morning, which is Lazarus tomorrow, right? Tomorrow. Today is like the unction of the sick. And for the unction of the sick, I think this is, we underestimate this, like this sacrament. And I think we can live like you, like maybe 100 years and you never use it. This is the one which the least one used in the church. I mean, among all the sacraments. Like the baptism, we all baptize and we all confess and we all do communion and not all get married. I mean, but yeah, some of us will be priests. But this one, like, which is the most, it's a very, very simple one, and it doesn't need anything. It doesn't need to be in the church, it doesn't need to be anything. You just call Abuna, I'm sick. Like, when I'm sick, you know, the last thing to think about is like to call Abuna and like, come and pray for me. However, this prayer is very, it's very beautiful. Like, if you can read it, it's very beautiful. And it has also, it's all talking about forgive our sin. So you take forgiveness. This is the last Friday. And then Lazarus. So Lazarus is tomorrow. And what happened with Lazarus? What, like, okay, someone came to Jesus and told them, okay, Jesus, Lazarus, like, is sick. He's like, okay, fine, sure. Like, okay, he's sick. Okay, how? And then, okay, he died. Okay, Lazarus died. So we wait one day. Okay, God, it's one day. If you call him, like, okay, Lazarus, come from the tomb, like, you know, it will be good. One day is enough. You know, 2 days. Okay. 3 days. You know what? 3 days is a good number. So when you, like, call him to be alive again, it will be the same 3 days after, you know, the resurrection. It will be number, good number. No, we'll wait. So I think Jesus meant to be Saturday. Saturday. What is not Friday? It was Saturday. Okay, God, why didn't wait for 5 days and make it Sunday? So it'll be Sunday resurrection of Lazarus and Sunday resurrection of Jesus Christ. I think the point of Jesus, he want to do, like, you know, this Saturday of, like, you misunderstood Saturday and you messed up Saturdays and you, like, you misunderstood me when I said Saturdays is for God and, you know, and you remember Saturday was the day was Adam sin, right? It was Saturday, right? Should be? No? Yeah. Like the day, the seventh day. The seventh day. So God was like, okay, I will, there is no longer Saturday, will not be no longer the day of God. You know what? From now on, it will be Sunday. So I will break the Saturday for the last time. I will give you another day. And then, because, you know, all the problem with Jews was like, how did you do that in Saturday? He just raised someone from death. Like, you know, like, all what you think, which day? Like, you know, like, how many times in your life you say someone died for 4 days and he's like, I. And you're thinking, which day? You know, it's kind of, I don't know. But anyway. So our Holy Week started with the resurrection of Lazarus, and it ended up with the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So we go through the Holy Week with the power of resurrection. Even there is some pain, even there is some sorrow, even there is some whatever, but we have the power of resurrection. So we started with resurrection. Now it's upon Sunday. What happened upon Sunday? We do Palm Sunday. You know what happens on Palm Sunday? It's the easiest question. Sunday. Yes. What? How many donkeys?
Two.
Okay. So he came to Jerusalem. So usually, when if God wanna, like if you God wanna do something like really big, come with a horse, in kind of, you know. But he came to Jerusalem in a donkey, and then all the Jews like, yes, this is our king. Let's do something special. We will do that palm, and we'll take off our shirts, and we'll put like underneath, and we'll say, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. It's like, you know, we're happy. So do we really do that sometimes? We're just happy with Jesus when he does something like really good with us? When we feel like, I'm expecting, yes, you're the king now. Okay. And after 2 days, it was like, crucify him. Again, where are you in the history? Where in the story? Where are you? Are you with the people like who's Hosanna, Hosanna? Are you with the disciples who's like feeling happy, you know? This is, I'm his disciple, you know? And then run away after 2 days? So here now, Jesus, when you come for Palm Sunday, it's not a story of Jesus had a donkey and no, it's Jesus coming to my heart. Are you really ready for it or not? Like if Jesus like today, like after 2 days, I will come and visit you. I will come to your heart as a king. I wanna see my kingdom. I wanna see my temple. Are you ready for it? This is how I come to the church that day, with this mentality, you know? I'm going because Jesus is coming to my heart. I should be ready.
Nice.
So what happened in this day? He entered Jerusalem and then again, this is the 10th, remember, this is the day number 10. So Jesus will go to Jerusalem, and he will stay in Jerusalem the same way like the lamb came to the house, and he stayed in the house. And that's why we don't have any liturgy, because the lamb is not ready yet to be killed. The lamb will be in Jerusalem. The lamb will be in the house for 4 days. And by the way, 4 days or like it should be like 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. One of the church fathers, he said something very interesting. It's like this 5 days, and if this is every day is like the beginning of the world, one of the beginnings. The first beginning of the world was who? Adam and Eve. The second beginning? Noah. The third beginning? Abraham, when he started to do like when Jewish like people start to be like, you know, the certain people. And then Moses, when he crossed the Red Sea. And then the beginning of Jesus Christ himself. As if Jesus Christ, from the beginning, he prepared himself to be killed. You know, this is the five beginnings, the 5 days. He from the beginning, he has a plan to be killed on the cross. Okay, and of course in the Sunday we have very unique tune, kind of, like, you know. You know. So it's very interesting and very joyful. Like, this is very, I don't know, I should get it in English, but anyway. So, what I mean, it's very happy, you know, this day, especially this day is like really, what else would we say then, what else? Yes, Logomenos. One of the, I love it, Logomenos. We say that all too often when we have the homecoming, right? It's very interesting to you, here again. No, okay. Okay, and we do like very special, it's a very special day, and we stand on like, we read the full gospel of the entrance. And if you come early, you will see like a lot of very different order of the liturgy. Okay, so I'll, and then we have the general finale. What is this? After Sunday, after the Abuna is like giving us the Kedah Rosh Maya, and have general finale. Why we have general finale?
Someone doesn't care about your opinion.
Okay. She said, if someone died, we will not pray like during the whole week.
Or do they pray after? Like the funeral after the whole week? Or just
now? I mean, okay, so, yeah, all of us will know that. When in the Holy Week, we don't pray. However, we pray, right? We pray. Like, if anyone die, they will put him in the church and they will do like the Holy Week kind of prayers, and then, but we'll not say any special prayers. But this is not the main reason of it. Why do you think we have general family? Why?
Focus on God,
so we'll have general family. Can bury him? No, we bury
him.
Because.
Thank you.
So. So in the beginning of this week, we also have like, you know, our general prayer for our sin, you know, like, God, I, like, you know, it's not about only if I die, because, like, I never seen someone die since, like, I saw in the 3D, like, last year, Amber Rafferty has someone. I mean, usually, like, it's not only this reason, but, again, like, you know, I will start this week with, like, you know, kind of, you know, I'm going to, so this week, we're like, I want to die with you, God. I want to be, I don't want to attach to that word like that much. So, and of course, you know, this water is not for the palm, it's for you, right? The water after the Palm Sunday is not for the palm, it's for you. Okay, and now we start the Holy Week. And in the Holy Week, we have how many prayers? Every day, how many prayers every day? Yeah, hours.
First, third, fifth, good luck.
Yeah, first, third, sixth, ninth, and 11. So we have like, we have something called night. Like in Sunday, we will come for Monday Eve, and then in the day, we'll have Monday, and then the Monday night will be Tuesday Eve. So we have like evening and day. Why we have evening first? Why do we start with evening first? Like, sorry? How? Yes, so from the beginning, when God even created the world, it was like evening and then the day, and then Jewish time starting at the evening time. That's right. Let's go. Okay, so we have like kind of, like there is, will be fixed. Every single day we'll do the same. We'll have prophecies, and like usually before in the, like in Egypt, they used to read the whole Bible in this week. But because it will not be like easy to do that, so they start to focus on whatever in the Old Testament talk about Jesus and his death and his crucifixion. And we read, like, try to focus. Before you come, read it, before you come for the first hour or whatever. At night, read this. You will find very interesting. So the structure would be that way. Every day has like one or two events, okay? We will discuss that. Every day has one or two events. And based on this event, the reading will be from the Old Testament and the New Testament. If you want to understand what's going on, read the gospel first of the day. Like read the first hour gospel. That will give you an idea of what happened this day. And then you can read the Old Testament. It will be all supporting this event. Make sense? And there is like some maybe ceremony about it, like from like a lot of church fathers. And this doxology. What we say what in the doxology? Dying,
the power and the glory. And
we start to say this very interesting hymn every single time. How many times do we pray? How many times? Every hour, how many times? 12. And we have how many hours? Five, so 12 by 5. So every day we come here and say, until it's really in this week, and maybe a week after, it stick to your mind, like when you're sitting in like lying in that tower, in that glory. So, but like we're saying that in the day of pain, we're saying to Jesus, like, we glorify you. You're powerful, you're mighty. But he doesn't look like, you know, this is the most important week that the whole world, the whole universe is waiting for this week. So we glorify. And then we do like the Psalms. And Psalms, of course, you know how many, like one or two or three verses, but it will we do it in a like kind of hymn, we do it maybe in like 15 minutes. You know, like three sentences, it takes like 12 to 15 minutes. But okay, I will feel like, you know, if I don't know how to sing it with the like Keberto, I will feel like sitting and getting my phone, open the Facebook, you know, until this guy finish what he's doing, right? I don't know why he's saying that. He just say, okay, oh my Lord, whatever, like, you know, just say it. You know, it's like, you know, they just had like, the church is trying to put you in an atmosphere of feel it. Like, feel it. Try to learn it. If you don't, open it. Open the Psalm or the Gospel and read it and try to pray at this time. Don't waste it. It's not time of, you know, I will sit until he finish and then we'll stand up for the gospel and then, you know, we'll repeat again and again and again and leave, like, you know, I don't know what they're doing, it's kind of unboring. No, try to be in the event. And again, one more thing, very important, when we come here, we are not worship the event. We worship God. We're coming here for Jesus. We follow his steps. In any event, because in our Orthodox Church, we have a lot of events. Like all over the year, we have a lot of events. But the event is not because we come here to remember the event. The event is we come here to see how am I belong to Jesus in this event. So I am in the event. I'm not coming to celebrate the event. Because these people, when Jesus came to Jerusalem, they were celebrating the event. And it was like, Hosanna, we're happy. And after 2 days, like, crucify him, kill him. Because they don't care about Jesus. They care about the event. So don't repeat that. Don't do it. Don't follow the event. Follow Jesus Christ himself. I'll go faster. I hope. And the start after that will be like, you know, curtains will be all like, you know, We have black all over, and we feel like, you know, now we'll start the Holy Week. And we'll start like days, evening and days, and every day, as we said, every day there is two events, like one or two events. Like on Monday, for example, we have the event of God coming to the fig tree, and it's not the season of fig. However, he asked for figs. Okay? So, okay. And then he couldn't find figs, because it's not a season of figs. It makes sense, right? And then he's like, you know, no one will eat fig from you anymore. And second day, this tree was like dead. Okay. How important. This is the first day of the Pascha. So it's one of the, you know, the event should be like really big event. We'll start the Pascha week. And we start with the fig tree. Okay? So I don't understand what the relation between the Pascha week with fig tree with me. Like, okay, what happened is happened. I don't know. No. If first of all, like we'll talk about the fig tree, if we open like fig tree in Wikipedia. This tree, do you know the leaves? When God saw, that says like when Jesus saw the leaves, he came and asked for fruits. But it wasn't the season, however. This tree, the leaves should be at the same time of the flower of the fruit. So the flower would be the fruit. And this leaf, just to protect the fruit. So it would be very weird if you have the leaves without the fruit. That means you will never get fruit. Oh, now I understand. It's not a season of fruit, however God asked for fruits. Because he came and he found the leaves, but the leaves without fruit. There's no flowers. So it will not get fruits. Okay, so what the importance of this to me? Do you remember Adam and Eve when they ate from the tree of knowledge of what happened? When he heard the sound of God coming, it's like, you know, he said coming of Jesus coming, what did he do? He went to the leaves of this tree, fig tree. And he got the leaf and he started to, you know, do any kind of dress to cover himself because he feel like he's naked, he and Eve, of course, and he started to hide it from God. From this time, Adam separated himself from God. So instead of talking to him, he started to hide. And he started to hide himself also from Eve. So there's two kinds of separation. Separation of God and separation of my, others, from others. Imagine this, like the history of human being stopped at this. When God asked Adam, where are you? And he found him, covered himself with a fig tree. And God, he's starting now to come in the first day of Pascha to fix this situation. So leaves without fruits, it's the same like me coming to church and serving God and praying to God, but with no fruits, just leaves. My leaves does not protect any fruits, just leaves. I'm praying, I close my eyes and do this, and you know, but there is no fruits. I come and I join like the deacons, but there is no fruits. I'm talking now about Jesus Christ and how we should be like, you know, whatever relationship, but me, I don't have fruits. Today, Jesus is coming to ask about your fruits. He saw very good leaves, shiny, green, you know, looks good, but there is no fruits. So we're starting this day with two events. The fig tree, so God told, you know, said, okay, there is no fruits, and he's like, no one, to start to curse the fig tree because it has only leaves without fruits. And then second day, not at the same day, I'm sorry, he went to the temple, and he's like, you know, he's like getting mad of everybody and he's like, you know, kicking everybody outside and at the same day. And he told them, okay, this is my house, like the house of God. As if God, like, you know, he started to, when he saw that this people like with no foods, and he started to refuse them. So what's my response to it? How can I fix this? How can I change this story? And he started with God telling me there is no one eat foods for me. Why don't I just go and tell him, okay, God, I don't have foods, but I have you. I have you. If I have you, I'm sure I will be fulfilled. So that's how I kind of change the attitude of God. I'll go faster than that. Sorry, I'm taking too much time. And in Tuesday, Jesus starts to talk about the eternal life and the sacrifice. And he starts to talk about the parable of 10 virgins, the talents, the wedding ceremony. He starts to talk about taking our mind to the eternal life, to heaven. Read it, and the prophecy from the Old Testament will be from the Noah's Ark, and how Noah's Ark saved all these 8 people from death. And we add one more, in the power, we'll say like, my God save you, right? In the Tuesday, which is the Wednesday Eve.
Why don't you add?
From the beginning? Like every time, this is with the events. Like God is talking about his sacrifice, and I feel like, okay, you are my good savior. So we add it. Like we follow the steps of Jesus Christ. And Wednesday, 2 things happen. The lady who has like the fragrance, the very expensive one, and Judas who betrayed God. He went to the priest and told them, okay, give me money and I will give you Christ. 2 persons on this Wednesday. One, like the lady, like she didn't care about anyone but Jesus Christ himself, and she like opened the vessel of like very very strong, very very expensive perfume, and even Judas like, okay, why this money, would get the money and would give it to the poor. And at the same time, Judas, he went to betray his own disciple, betrayed him. So like, fit yourself in the story. Who are you in this story? You are the one who is like saying, oh, this money is like haram, we can just give them to the poor. Or you are the one who give whatever you have to Jesus Christ. And you know what? When it touch Jesus, it will be perfume. Even if it smells like, you know, whatever. When you offer it to Jesus, it will be smelled like perfume. And this, by Wednesday, we will end the first part of the Holy Week, because the second day, on Thursday, we will open the altar and we have the liturgy, because at this day, God himself gave us himself to eat. After washing the feet, and that we will do, Abuna will like sit here and he will wash. I'll go faster, and I have to, oh, okay. So, and then of course Friday will be the big day, like, okay, but now, like, let us, like, I will conclude. How can I get benefit from this week again? Number one, we have to change our attitude. We are not here to watch a kind of movie. God is entering Jerusalem, and then he went to the fig tree, and he's like, get mad, and then Tuesday, he's talking about the 10 virgins, and Wednesday, someone betrayed him, okay, bad, and then, no, I am in the story, I am in the event. Consider it like retreat, you know, I am, this week, I will focus as if I went to the monastery or with a retreat, and you know what? I will focus. I will try to get like time as much as I can. I finished exams, right? Most of us, I'm sorry, not you. You'll finish Tuesday, so you can do that Tuesday. You'll finish Wednesday, you can start Wednesday. Okay? Try to attend as much as you can. Try to attend. It's only 1 week in the year, like really focused. And consider it like, as I said, the retreat. Try to minimize the social, like Facebook and Twitter and whatever. I use only Facebook, so I'm not sure about this. But I mean, try to minimize the time you spend. Try to engage yourself with the readings. Like, don't be like the church fathers, like, you know, they were in the desert and they did all these readings, and you know, they're trying to do all these here's the readings, not for you to just, okay, just, you know, it's a reading, we'll come to the church. No, read it at home. Live the readings at home before you come. Try to participate as much as you can in the hymn. Try to learn as much as you can. It's not easy to learn everything because there's some hymns like really, you know, it needs more time. But I mean, try to learn at least the most popular ones, okay? So if you participate, you will feel like I'm in. But if you, like, even Keberto, like, you know, I don't know it, I don't want to do it, I don't want to, you'll feel like, you know, why I'm doing this. Again, and the most important thing, keep this week, make it like, this is the repentance week. This is the most important thing. If you don't want to do anything of this, do this. Confess, repent. Confess and repent. So do it like confession week. Communion, of course, on Thursday, and the confession. Done. Thank you for your patience. Do you have any questions?
For the litanies, why do we do the matanyas in the morning but not in the evening?
I don't know.
Why we do the matanya in the morning and not in the evening? Can do like this week all the matanias you can do, like do it. Of course, this is the week of matanya, you know, the repentance. Do you know the word matanya? Like, so, since I will not answer your question, you never know. I will try to ask another question. So, do you know what the word matanya, what the meaning of the word matanya? Exactly. It's not only physically, like, you know, do matanya. It's a repentance, and it means a meaning of it. I can't remember the exact word, but it's like the U-turn. Like you're going, okay, and you're going in this way, and you change your mind. Yeah, that's right. And you do a U-turn, opposite, the opposite. So, if you're doing sin, you will stop. It's like, you know what I'm doing. The same like the. Son, and he's like, I will do a U-turn, I will change my way. So this is the matanya. Did you forget your question? I'm trying to just make you forget your question. So. But I will ask him. Okay, any other question? As you know, I'm very good in questions, so if you have any other question, let me know. Or you can ask Abuna Dari. Good. Peace out. why we don't pray like the veil? Was it veil?
I have it.
There is no veil. Why? We do what, sorry?
The most hours.
Okay.
Is it because Agveya is right? Yeah, exactly.
Is what?
Like it's joy. It's more joyful. Agveya, like praying the psalms is more joyful than
praying the psalms.
Then, but the psalms in the Vesta are more prophecies.
Okay. So yeah, the Agveya is like. Is talking about like all the psalms and the stuff like that. It's talking about Jesus Christ himself, and usually it's, you know, it talk about like the salvation kind of. But anyway, we're now focused on this week of God, so we get all the prophecies who's talking about this time, right? So we focus all the prayers and all our mind on this week only, right? And the Abuna came so I can answer questions. That's good. Abuna, you can.
Yeah.
There is a question.
Yeah, that's what's interesting. Yeah, that's what. Why do we do the Natanya's in the morning during the Lent season? Not in the evening. Because in the evening, it's supposed like we finish all the Natanya's in the morning, and we. It is the same. And
you know what? We can't do Matanya when we take the communion, right? After you take the communion, we can't do the Matanya. Which is normal. Why? Because we took already Jesus Christ inside us. That's why we have to stop to do any matanya because we have Jesus Christ inside. In the morning, it's supposed I do everything with Jesus Christ and I took Jesus Christ inside me. Now in evening, there is no matanya. Khalas. We finish everything. We finish our strive. We finish our efforts with God. We're doing everything. Now we are doing without matanya Jesus Christ now in this. The second one, when Jesus Christ, he all the week teaching inside the temple in the morning. And by the end of the day, he came back to sit down at home. All right. We do try to do the same. We are now at home, and we are sitting with Jesus Christ at home, and Jesus Christ with us, we're not doing anything, only we're listening. But in the morning, he's teaching us, and we learn from him. Everything, and we do matanya also to worship him. This is what we do only. Two things, why we have to do matanya in the morning and not in evening. That's it.
Thank you. Do you have any question for Abuna? No? Did I answer your question what I did? I'm not sure it's right or wrong, but I asked. Okay, so do you have, there's no more questions, that's good. Not good. Pizza, yeah. Pizza.